Let's see. He must have bought the house after it was already built.
Oh, yes. See, that's what I say. The house was built before the Civil War. How far before, how long before the Civil War, I don't know. And then later he bought my grandmother and my father and so forth, bought another house in Starkville. When my father, after my father got married, well, they bought another house in Starkville. My grandmother and my aunt moved up there. And then later we moved up there after my grandmother died. My father moved the family to Starkville. Really, that wasn't the reason, though, that he moved the family to Starkville. He moved the family to Starkville on account of schools. Back in those days, it was just a little one-room school in the country, and one teacher, one-room school, and my father moved, well, I already told you a minute ago, a big family. He moved the family to Starkville on account of schools.
He wanted y'all to get a...
Well, he wanted to give us an opportunity.
Yeah.
Actually, some of my brothers and sisters did a pretty good job of going to school. I quit as soon as I could.
Were you the, you were the, you weren't one of the oldest, or?
No, my brother John, of course I told you a minute ago, my brother John's dead. He was the oldest child, and then there's three girls, that one of which died as a child. So there's two girls that's still living that's older than I am, and then one brother that's older than I am. And then my twin brother and myself, and then we have two sisters that are younger than we are.
And who were you named? Let's see, was your...
Well, I was named for one of my great-grandfathers. And my twin brother was named for our grandfather.
Yes, sir. Now, about your house, what sort of... How did y'all keep warm in the house in the winter? Did y'all have a...
Just fireplaces.
Yeah.
Fireplaces.
How'd you build a fire in them? Can you tell me about that?
Well, we just used wood.
Yeah.
After we moved to Starkville, we used coal in what you call grates, small fireplaces, and we used coal in them. And then later we got also heaters, and far as cooking is concerned, we cooked in a wood stove or a coal stove. Turn that off.
About the fireplace, now, how were they built? Do you remember?
Well, actually, the fireplaces down at the old home place, they had this, I'd say 3/4 inch thick piece of steel at the back of them. Other than that, they were just similar to any other fireplaces. They're good big fireplaces, 3.5 feet wide or so.
Yes, sir.
And fairly deep. A lot of fireplaces you see are not very deep. Well, those fireplaces, well, I'd say about the same depth as the fireplace I have in this house. But they were a little wider, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And now what would you use to, you were telling me about what you would use to start the fire?
Well, actually, as far as starting the fire is concerned, I'd say it'd be very similar to what you would use in reference to fire now. In other words, just anything for kindling, and then wood that was cut there on the farm.
Yes, sir.
Actually, that's what I use here now for that go, just anything for kindling.
Yeah.
Scrap lumber or something, some old dry shingles or something.
This land, did you...
This particular land right here, I bought this. Now, I inherited some land over there, a half a mile from where we are right now. I inherited that from my father.
Yes.
And this... Well...
You were right... This is probably the highest place in the... County,
no, sir. This place is 350 feet, and it's about the same elevation as most of the higher spots in Starkville. Now, way out west of Starkville, there's some high hills back in there that I don't know the elevation of. They may be high, and then way down between Starkville and nearer Sturgis, southwest from Sturgis, is a hill that they call Wooded Mountain, and it's 200-300 feet higher than this. I don't know exactly how high Wooded Mountain is. This is not the highest place in the county. This